Welcome back to the Utica Phoenix Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into global markets, specifically how President Trump's tariffs are shaking things up, both here in the U.S. and across the globe. David Laguerre, our incredible producer, has put together a really interesting collection of articles from CNBC, the New York Times, the Financial Times, and investors.com.
Wow.
This is crucial stuff because the global economy, you know, kind of touches every aspect of our lives, from personal finances to the prices we see at the store.
Absolutely. It's all interconnected. And right now, while the markets are showing some serious jitters, we're seeing pretty significant drops in major indexes like the S&P 500 and NASDAQ and the Dow Jones. These drops are actually a continuation of a downward trend we saw last week. Mm-hmm. The S&P 500 is getting really close to what's called a correction. You know, that means it's dropped 10% from its highest point recently. And that's something that tends to make investors pretty nervous.
So it's like a warning sign that things might be headed south.
Exactly. And it's not just the S&P 500. The NASDAQ, which is heavily weighted towards tech companies, is already in a correction. Companies like Tesla, Google's parent company, Alphabet, and NVIDIA, a leader in artificial intelligence, they're all seeing their stock prices take a tumble.
I can see why, especially with all the uncertainty surrounding these tariffs. It's like trying to plan a road trip when you don't even know your destination or what the roads are going to be like.
Uh-huh.
Can you remind us, what exactly are these tariffs and what are they doing?
Sure. Basically, a tariff is a tax on goods coming into a country. Trump has put a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum imports coming from most countries. He's also implemented tariffs on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China.
And that's what's making businesses so nervous, because they don't know how much their supplies are going to cost or if they'll even be able to sell their products overseas.
Exactly. The uncertainty is the biggest concern. For example, Trump recently suspended tariffs on some goods from Canada and Mexico, but then he hinted he might raise them again in the future. He's even talked about something called reciprocal tariffs, which would mean matching the tariffs that other countries place on U.S. goods.
So it's this constant back and forth that makes it almost impossible to plan ahead. But if investors are pulling out of the stock market, where's all that money going?
Many are turning to bonds, which are generally considered safer investments, especially during times of uncertainty. When a lot of people buy bonds, it drives the price up and lowers the yield or the return on your investment. Think of it like a seesaw. When one side goes up, the other goes down.
Okay, I get the seesaw analogy. Mm-hmm. Are there any companies in particular that are really feeling the effects of all this uncertainty?
Absolutely. Tesla is a prime example. They've lost all the gains their stock made after Trump's election. Investors are worried about how the tariffs will impact their business. And then there's the added complication of Elon Musk, Tesla's CEO, joining Trump's administration. That's further muddied the waters.
So Tesla's stock went from soaring high to plummeting. What a dramatic turn of events.
It really is. It just goes to show how sensitive the markets are to any news or developments related to these trade policies.
All this talk about tariffs and trade wars, it can feel very distant. From the average person's life, how does this actually affect people in their day-to-day lives?
Well, this potential economic slowdown, which is fueled in part by these trade wars and the uncertainty they generate, it could have a big impact on things like job security and the prices we pay for everyday goods and services. It's really important to kind of understand what's going on. You know, we've talked about the S&P 500, but it's worth remembering that it's just one indicator of the overall health of the U.S. stock market. And right now, it's kind of teetering on the edge of what's called a correction. It's close to dropping 10%, you know, from its recent peak. And a correction often makes investors nervous because it could be a sign that a bear market is coming.
Okay, I've heard of a bear market, but I'm not exactly sure what it means. Is it really as scary as it sounds?
Well, a bear market isn't exactly a walk in the park. It's like this prolonged period where stock prices keep going down. Typically, it's defined as a drop of 20% or more from a recent high. Bear markets often come with a lot of pessimism and fear among investors. They can also be a sign that the overall economy is weakening.
So with all this volatility in the market, are we headed for a recession? Are these tariffs a sign that things are going to get much worse?
Well, it's not really that simple. There's no crystal ball to tell us the future, for sure. Even experts are divided on what the ultimate impact of Trump's tariffs will be. Some believe they'll actually benefit the U.S. economy, you know, by protecting American industries, while others worry about the negative consequences for businesses and consumers.
So it's like a balancing act. trying to weigh those potential benefits against the risks.
Exactly. And that uncertainty is what's making the market so nervous right now. Some economists are warning of a potential recession, but others are saying it's way too early to panic and start making predictions.
There's just so much happening all at once. It's hard to keep up. We know that China has retaliated with its own tariffs on American goods. What kind of products are they targeting? And how is that impacting businesses here in the U.S.?
Well, China's being quite strategic with its tariffs. They're targeting American agricultural products like soybeans, wheat, corn, pork, beef, and fruit. These are really key exports for American farmers, and China's a huge market for them.
That sounds like a major blow to those farmers. What are they supposed to do?
Well, some farmers are trying to find new markets to sell their products, but that's not an easy task. Others are hoping the government will step in and provide assistance to help them through these difficult times.
It's a stark reminder that these trade wars, they have really real consequences.
Yeah.
For everyday people.
Yeah.
Not just numbers on a stock ticker.
Absolutely. It also really highlights how interconnected the global economy truly is. When one country takes action, it can set off this chain reaction that's felt all around the world.
It seems like we're all in this together, whether we like it or not.
That's right, and that's exactly why it's so crucial to understand these global trends. They can have an impact on everything, from our investments to the prices we see at the grocery store.
You mentioned that Japan is seeking exemptions from the U.S. tariffs. What are they hoping to achieve? Well, I remember reading that Japan is particularly concerned about the potential impact of tariffs on their auto industry. Cars are one of Japan's biggest exports,
yeah,
and the U.S. is a vital market for them.
Exactly. A 25% tariff on foreign cars would be a huge blow to their economy. They're actually sending a high-level delegation led by their trade minister to Washington this week to negotiate with the Trump administration.
So they're trying to work out a deal that benefits both countries.
Yes. They're hoping to secure exemptions from the steel and aluminum tariffs, as well as any potential auto tariffs. It'll be very interesting to see what happens and if they're able to reach an agreement.
It seems like even the Trump administration is still figuring things out. They imposed that 25% tariff on Canadian and Mexican exports and then almost immediately changed their mind and suspended a lot of those tariffs while all this back and forth.
It's true. It seems like even the Trump administration is grappling with the complexities of these trade policies.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to understand all the potential consequences. Those initial tariffs on Canada and Mexico, they caused an immediate backlash from both countries. And American businesses that rely on those imports weren't very happy either.
So maybe they were testing the waters and realized they jumped into the deep end a little too quickly.
Possibly. It could also be a negotiating tactic to try to gain some leverage in trade talks. But all of this uncertainty, it's making the markets very nervous, which is never a good thing.
It's like trying to steer a ship in a storm without a rudder. You just never know where you might end up. All this back and forth is probably why some analysts are starting to change their predictions for the stock market.
You're right. Analysts at JP Morgan Chase, for example, have significantly increased their prediction of a global recession this year, mainly because of what they call extreme U.S. policies. They're now saying there's a 40% chance of a recession, which is a pretty big jump from their previous estimate.
40%? It's a pretty scary number. Are other experts kind of thinking along the same lines?
Yes, they are. Strategists at Goldman Sachs have also raised their estimate of the chances of a U.S. recession in the coming year. They say the biggest risk is policy changes, which is another way of saying they're worried about the impact of Trump's trade policies.
So it's not just a few fringe economists sounding the alarm bells.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest financial institutions are starting to get worried as well.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important for everyone to stay informed about these developments. It's about understanding that bigger picture and how these global trends can potentially affect your own financial decisions.
Right. It's easy to tune out when things start to get complicated. But this is stuff that really can impact all of us. What else is happening in the world of global markets that we should be paying attention to?
Well, aside from the trade war drama, there's a lot of attention on China's economic performance. Recent data has shown some signs of weakness in their economy, which is definitely adding to the global unease.
That's interesting. What's happening in China?
Well, for the first time in 13 months, Chinese consumer prices actually fell in February. This indicates that demand in the world's second largest economy is weakening, which is a worrying sign for everyone.
So it's not just the U.S. facing economic challenges right now. China has its own set of issues to contend with.
Exactly. And a slowdown in China can create this domino effect across Asia and the rest of the world, affecting everything from commodity prices to overall global growth.
It's a good reminder that we're living in a very interconnected world. What happens in one country, even a country as large as China, can have repercussions for all of us. What's the latest on the U.S. stock market? How are things looking today?
As of this morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, another important indicator of the U.S. stock market, is down about 1%. The S&P 500 has fallen about 1.5%, and the NASDAQ Composite has taken an even bigger hit, dropping about 2%.
Ouch. Those are some pretty significant drops.
They are. And it's worth noting that the Magnificent Seven stocks, you know those big tech companies, like Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, that have been kind of driving the market up for the past few years, are leading the sell-off today.
You mean those tech giants that everyone thought were unstoppable?
Yes, those are the ones. It seems like investors are losing confidence in their ability to weather this current economic storm.
So even the biggest, most successful companies are feeling the pressure.
That's right. And that's creating a lot of uncertainty among investors who aren't quite sure where to put their money in this volatile environment.
This is starting to make sense. But I have to admit, it's a lot to take in. We've got trade wars, tariffs, the possibility of a recession, and a global economic slowdown. It's almost overwhelming.
I can understand how you feel. It's a very complex landscape that's constantly shifting.
So how do we make sense of all this? What are some key takeaways that we should keep in mind?
Well, one of the most important things to remember is that uncertainty is like the enemy of the markets. When investors are unsure about the future, they tend to hold back and avoid risk.
That makes sense. So all this unpredictability around Trump's trade policies is creating this anxiety and making investors nervous.
Exactly. And that nervousness is showing up as lower stock prices and a general feeling of unease about the economic outlook.
So what can we do about it? Is there anything we can do as individuals to navigate this uncertain terrain?
The first and most important thing is to stay informed. Try to understand the forces at play. Don't just rely on headlines. Dig a little deeper and find reliable sources of information. That way you can make more informed decisions about your finances and investments. You don't have to be an expert to understand this stuff. There are plenty of resources out there that can help you learn the basics.
That's good advice. I'm definitely going to be paying more attention to these global trends. They really can affect our lives, even if we don't always realize it.
Absolutely. And as we've been discussing, it's not just about understanding the economic impacts of these trends. It's also about considering the political ramifications.
That's right. How are these trade tensions affecting relationships between countries? And how might all of this reshape the global political landscape?
Those are excellent questions. And those are questions that we'll continue to explore in the next part of our deep dive.
It's amazing how much trade and global politics are intertwined these days. It seems like Trump's tariffs and his whole America First thing aren't just about the economy, you know. It's almost as if he's using them to assert power on the world stage.
That's a really insightful observation. It's definitely not just about the economics. Trump's using tariffs as a tool to reshape global trade in a way that he thinks will benefit the U.S. But just like with any kind of power play, there can be unintended consequences.
And we're seeing those consequences play out right now. The Financial Times pointed out the rising tension between the U.S. and its longtime allies, like Canada and Mexico. Even Germany, with its new plan to boost its own economy, is feeling the ripple effects of these policies.
It's like a giant game of Jenga, where you keep pulling out blocks and hoping the tower doesn't crumble. And we can't forget about China. Their retaliatory tariffs are a clear sign they're not backing down. This escalating trade war could really disrupt global supply chains, meaning things could become more expensive for consumers, and it could even damage diplomatic relations between countries.
So it's not just Wall Street that's on edge. There's a real risk of political instability brewing as well.
Absolutely. The entire world is watching to see how these trade disputes unfold. The outcome could really set a precedent for how countries interact and do business with each other in the future. It raises some important questions. Will we see more cooperation and negotiation, or will this turn into a race to the bottom, where everyone is simply trying to protect their own interests, even if it harms others?
That's a stark contrast. What can we, as everyday citizens, do to navigate this complex situation and maybe even help steer things in a better direction?
I think the first step is simply awareness. Stay informed, not only about the economic impacts, but the political ones as well. Read articles, listen to podcasts like this one, talk to people about these issues.
Okay, check and check. We're definitely doing that right now. What else can we do?
You know, never underestimate the power of your voice In a democracy, you have the right to contact your elected officials, share your views, let them know how these policies are affecting you and your community, encourage them to support policies that promote fair trade and cooperation between nations.
That's a good reminder that we're not just passive bystanders in this global drama. We have a role to play, and our voices can be heard.
Exactly. Our choices, our actions, even our conversations can contribute to a more stable and prosperous future for everyone. It's about taking action with hope, not with fear.
I like that. This deep dive has been incredibly informative. We've really covered a lot of ground, from market volatility and the potential for a recession to the global political implications of trade wars.
We certainly have. And as we wrap up, here's something else for you to ponder. We've discussed the economic and political consequences of these tariffs, but what about the ethical implications? How do these policies impact the most vulnerable people, both here in the U.S. and around the world?
That's a really good question. It makes us think beyond the immediate impact and consider the long-term ramifications of our choices on a global scale.
Exactly. Ultimately, we're all interconnected. Our decisions and actions have ripple effects that extend far beyond our own borders.
So true. Well, on that note, a huge thank you to David Laguerre for gathering all this fantastic information for us. And to everyone listening, stay informed, stay engaged, and keep asking those tough questions. Until next time, happy diving.